Simona Dinnerstein and Tift Merritt are musicians from two entirely different worlds. Simona from Brooklyn, trained at Juilliard, and Tift from North Carolina, was steeped in a world of country, folk, and rock. This Saturday, they'll share the stage together, 8 p.m. in Danville at the Norton Center for the Arts, performing songs from their album Night, part of a song cycle which takes up an entire evening of music. The ladies are joining us right now through the miracle of the telephone. Tift Merritt, welcome to Curtains at 8 on WUKY.
Yeah, my pleasure. Thank you for having me.
And Simona Dinnerstein, it's a pleasure to speak with you on Curtains at 8.
Thanks so much.
Simona, let me start with you. How did this artistic partnership begin?
Well, I'm a classical pianist and Tift's a singer-songwriter, so it's kind of an unlikely combination. But we met a number of years ago when Gramophone magazine, which is one of the leading classical music magazines, wanted to do a feature about me, and they thought it would be interesting to have a musician from a different genre interview me. And Tift has a wonderful radio show called The Spark, where she interviews different types of artists about their process. And so they asked Tift if she would conduct this interview, and that's how we met. To prepare for the interview, we each listened to each other's music, and we kind of sort of fell in love with each other. And then when we met for the interview, it felt like we had so much in common. And, you know, even though we're doing different types of music, the way we think about music is quite similar. And so we became friends, and we started to go to each other's concerts and get together socially. And then we thought it would be really wonderful if we could figure out a way to collaborate musically with each other. So we developed this program, Night, and we're touring it, and then we wound up recording it and have continued to present it in concerts.
Tiff, the album's been out for a little while. You guys have been touring this production, Night, for a while. It's taken you all across the world.
We've been to Europe together, so I don't know if you can say all across the world, but we have been in Europe together performing. I think the nice thing about this kind of collaboration is that the whole thing was very, very organic and came together sort of very naturally and slowly, and I think that's much better than saying, hey, let's do an album, we have no idea whether it's going to work, or, you know, sort of forcing it, and that is not what we did.
I think that our playing has continued to develop since we did the recording, and that's how it should be, is that, you know, when you're a musician, you're always evolving and changing, and so certainly there are differences in the way that we're thinking about the music now than we thought about it when we were recording it. And we have parts of the program. I mean, the recording is, I don't know, 50 minutes, so it's shorter than the actual concert program. In a concert, we have sections of the concert where we do things on our own so that the audience can really see where each of us is coming from and kind of how unusual it is that we found a language that would, you know, bridge our differences.
Our guests on Curtains at 8 are Simona Dinnerstein and Tift Merritt. They're performing Saturday at the Norton Center for the Arts in Danville. Tift, you've played and recorded with many talented artists over the years, but is it a little intimidating having a world-class performer to go back and forth with? I mean, was it at least in the beginning?
Definitely. Definitely. And I go see Simona play, and it just blows me away. She's so powerful. And I also was really worried about, you know, what the classical people might think about me. But, you know, Simona, it does seem like we learn from each other, and I came into it, you know, just thinking, all right, I can only be myself and trust myself, and I think it has given us both an appreciation for what we bring, because what we bring is so different.
There have been a surprising number of people who've come up to us for getting CDs signed after the concert, who have been fans of both of ours, and were surprised to hear that we were playing together. So I thought that was quite interesting that there are people that have been listening to both of our music, and maybe that shows that we have a commonality between us that listeners have already heard. But I think for people that don't normally listen to classical music and are introduced to me through TIFT, I've really felt that they've been really interested in the music that I played and in hearing something different and having been introduced to a completely different genre and in a situation that is more comfortable. I mean, I think that a lot of people who are not familiar with classical music think that it's the type of music that they might need to know something about in order to appreciate. There's something about the whole classical music world that can be a little bit of an ivory tower. And I don't like that aspect at all. I don't think that that's true. I think that it's music, it's communicative, and the reason why we still play it is because it means something to us when we hear it. It's not a historical practice. So I really like playing in situations where people feel that they're allowed to just listen to the music and let it speak to them. And also the rapport with the audience is very different because oftentimes we're playing in situations where the audience would expect us to talk to them. When I play with TIFT, you know, that's kind of part of the concert, is that you interact with the audience. And in most classical concerts, you know, you walk out on the stage, you bow, you sit, you play, you bow, you leave. And there's no interaction at all with the audience. The only time I see them is when I bow. TIFT is a pretty amazing performer, and she has a lot of intensity and charisma, and is really in the moment. And the whole nature of improvisation is that you're reacting in that moment to how you feel and how the other person sounds. And if Tiff sings something in a certain way or plays something in a certain way on her guitar, then that should make me feel like I'm doing something in a certain way on the piano. And with classical music, there are lots of directions. You know, we have a score that we're playing off of, a musical score, and in that musical score there are hundreds of little markings by the composer saying, you know, get faster here, get slower there, play louder here, play quieter here, play smooth, play staccato. And that can really kill a feeling of spontaneity if you become too kind of rule-bound. And so I think that this whole experience of improvising, which was completely new to me, you know, not following a score, just making it up as you go along and it being different than it was the night before, has really made me think differently about how I should be playing my classical repertoire. I mean, I wonder if TIFT taken anything from this experience into her own writing.
I think it has. And I just recorded a new batch of songs yesterday, so it's just fresh in my mind, and I wanted Simona to hear them. You know, I think it's really made me bring the practice and the discipline that I was giving to songs that were not my own, to bring that to my own work, especially in its earliest stages, because that definition and that nuance and the exactitude is such an important part of music. And I think in the rock and roll world, there's this kind of, you know, it's supposed to come naturally and really simply, and that's what makes it cool. And I think it's just given me a license to practice as much as I possibly want, and I do. So I think that brings a renewed discipline to and attention to the smallest details when I'm writing.
When you all started this project, did you realize that night was going to be the theme, the thing that holds everything together, or was that just something that you had a few songs and then It developed out of those songs?
Simona, from the beginning, said, hey, let's use night as a sort of umbrella that we can unfold this underneath, because night is a time when you feel free and you're not quite as, the lines are softer. And so we felt like that was a really appropriate way for us to feel our way in the dark and to let the lines get blurred.
A really important part of being a musician is having a strong inner ear, which means a part of yourself that envisions the music, that hears it in your head and imagines it completely. When Tift and I were talking about doing something together, it was difficult to think what that would mean. You know, how would we play in a way that wouldn't compromise either of us, that would just strengthen both of us? And I was thinking about different music, and there's a particular Schubert song called Night and Dreams that I've always loved. And suddenly I had this very clear musical image of her singing it as she sings, you know, in the style that she sings. And I heard the sound of her playing the harmonica with it. And that kind of formed the seed of our project. We started with that song, and I think once we really got a handle on how that would work, and then it opened a lot of other doors to the other songs.
What is the biggest surprise to you in this collaboration with Tift?
Oh, that's a good question. I've been surprised by how I can improvise. That was definitely a surprise. I mean, I've definitely grown in that respect. Every time I come to perform with her, I'm really scared about doing that. And then I come out of it feeling really energized by that process and excited about it. And I guess I've been surprised by how it's influenced how I play my own classical music. I hadn't anticipated the extent to which it would affect how I think about music in general. And that has been a really important development for me as a musician.
Simona Dinnerstein, she's performing Saturday in Danville at the Norton Center for the Arts at 8 p.m. with Tift Merritt. I'm Joe Conkright, and you're listening to Curtains at 8 on 91.3 WUKY. Tift, back to you. Can you describe for our listeners the program that they're going to be seeing in the Norton Center for the Arts in Danville? Maybe you can describe what it's going to be like during the show.
Yes, we like it to feel like you've come into our living room parlor. I think what's really interesting about seeing the show live is that you get a chance to see Simona do what she does, and then I do some of what I do, and then, you know, as the performance unfolds, we sort of hand the baton back and forth, and then also come together with the parts of the concert that we perform together. And I think it really illustrates how different the kind of different point of view we both have, and then to see that come together, I think is actually more fun than the album, more startling.
I think that this program is a very intimate, dreamy, heartfelt journey. It's the kind of concert that is about drawing you in. It's introspective. So I always feel like the audiences, when we play, there's always a sort of a feeling of a circle with the audience, which is really special. So I look forward to that for this concert.
Are you a night person?
I'm actually more of a sort of late morning person. I think that maybe I used to be a night person before I had my son.
Yeah, okay.
But but I do think that the night, well, to be honest, the times that I just sit and play for myself as opposed to doing work at the piano, you know, practicing at the piano, the times when I just sit and play for myself, it's always late at night. And I do think that that is a time when you feel freer, because you're slightly tired and it just kind of opens up your it lets you be more loose.
What about you, Tift? Are you a night person?
I am. I wish I weren't, but I am. I am a night owl.
Tift, what really gets you excited about this weekend's performance?
The idea that a folk musician and a classical pianist can make music together and have such a good time. And the thing that's special for me about it is that both Simona and I are pretty busy ladies, and we don't get to do this but a couple of times now and then. So it really is a special occasion for both of us and for the audience. I think this will be the last time we do Night this year.
Wow. So it really is a very special occasion, and hopefully people will come from all around to check out the performance this Saturday. Tift, thank you so much for taking a moment of your time.
You are most welcome. I appreciate you having me.
And Simona, thank you for taking your time to talk about Night and this upcoming performance this weekend.
Thank you.
Ladies, safe travels to you as you come to Central Kentucky, and we look forward to seeing you at the Norton Center for the Arts in Danville this Saturday at 8.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
All right. Take care. Bye-bye.